From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Armed American Radio Monster Cast Studios. How the heck are you? What a week, huh? What a week last week was. What a week this week promises to be. Before I get started, oh, first, no food or drink in studio. Yeah. Okay, hold on. There, have that drink of cold water before we get started in the studio, right next to the sign. Before I get going, and a huge lineup for you today, Charlie Rangel, you know who Charlie Rangel is, Representative Rangel? Here he is. He's a Democrat from New York City. Law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. A reporter said, but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. Representative Rangel said, well, that's a little different. I think we need to be protected down here. Mm-hmm. You see, now's the time to catch them. I'm going to explain how in just a couple minutes. First of all, welcome to the program. As you may know, if you're a regular listener to this show, last week I attended the 32nd Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, followed by a outstanding live show from the Salem Radio Network headquarters in Dallas, where the conference was held. Hours later, I was awakened by news reports of the Las Vegas shooting unfolding in real time. The media reporting the unfolding incident had nothing but sporadic reports and didn't know any specifics. Now, remember, this was right after we got off the air Saturday or Sunday night. No sooner than we got off the air, about 2:30 in the morning, Dallas time, 3:30 in the morning, somewhere in that vicinity, my phone was dinging, my alerts were going off. And the media knew nothing. I just watching that one loop that you're seeing, there's nothing coming in. Other than that, they knew something obviously was unfolding, but we had no specifics at that point. It was just still breaking. But it didn't stop them, did it? From starting immediately with their gun control comments. One Fox News bonehead, and I believe this was the show before Fox and Friends in the morning as I was flipping through channels. I don't know who this guy is. I don't like this guy. I don't like his reporting. It's the pre-Fox and Friends first or something like that. You probably know who I'm talking about. Okay, I don't like the guy. I'll give him a Bonehead of the Week award right now. I don't even know what his name is. He's not that important, but he's a bonehead. He was discussing the guns being used, and I paraphrasing but quoting that these were guns that should clearly only be in use by our military. Of course, he was saying this before anybody, including law enforcement, knew anything about what was being used. And he was going by the sound of the rat-a-tat-tat from the video, the audio from the video. Doesn't matter. He doesn't know a thing. But it doesn't stop him, does it? I shook my head, and I knew immediately that it was game on. In fact, I knew it before the madman unfurled his reign of terror in the crowd on Vegas. You know how I knew that? Because I spoke at the Gun Rights Policy Conference the day before. And I want you to take a listen to what I said as I was closing out my remarks.
The media makes it look bigger than it is, huh? Right? They pick that narrative, they go, they make it, they survive, and that's what they're going to do. Next time we will, unfortunately, have another terrible incident with a firearm and deranged lunatic. Who are they coming after? They're coming after us. So my request to you is...
They're coming after us. That was taken from what I said hours prior to the events unfolding in Las Vegas. Prophetic? Maybe. Bizarre. But predictable. It's easy. I can tell you right now that because of the hysterical coverage, the 24/7 wall-to-wall coverage, that the next sociopath, psychopath, deranged lunatic is planning on outdoing this one. Why not? He's going to get famouser, right? So what we've seen since really has been everything short of news coverage, because there's no such thing as news coverage anymore. The closest you'll get is One American News Network. They're on right now in the Armed American Radio Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm looking right at it. I highly recommend that you tune into them. If you don't have them on cable and satellite, ask for it. It's on DirecTV, though. I don't know if they're on Dish or anything, but if you don't have it, ask for it. Regardless, within minutes of the breaking events in Vegas, the lowlife reporting and absolute despicable Democrats, the usual suspects, you know who they are, were calling for your guns, including Hillary Clinton, a washed-up former politician and a political hack who should already be jailed. I mean, where's Mitt Romney? Why haven't we heard from Mitt Romney? Who cares about Mitt Romney? Who cares about Hillary Clinton? Go away already. But I digress. So let me ask you a question. Prior to this week, had you ever even heard of a bump stock or a bump fire device? Now, be honest, have you? I'll bet that the vast majority of gun owners, including yourself, I would put the number probably around 75%, if not higher, haven't. Oh, you gearheads, you know. I know, I'm a gearhead. I fired with bump fire devices. And I've reported on it prior to the inception of this show. In fact, I reported on the original bump fire device, the Akins Accelerator, before this program existed. I wrote a column about it, a lengthy one. And I wrote the column about the device itself and the man who invented it. He's a genius, Bill Akins, down in Pinellas County, Florida. And I talked about how the ATF destroyed him. I spoke to him yesterday, and I can promise you we'll be hearing more from him soon, hopefully on this program, in the very near future. We spoke a couple of times over the weekend. But in any event, my point being that most Americans, and I'll bet you, but I know this for a fact, 100% of the media and every single one of those dopey Democrats, including Miss Bann herself, Feinstein, has never heard of it. And why haven't you heard of it? It's kind of like Jim Cantore. You know, if they get the buzzword in, oh, it's going to be a Cat 1, maybe a Cat 2. By the time it gets all over the Walmart, it might be a Cat 3. You know, this hysteria. They've never even heard of it. Now it's the buzzword. It's the bump device. It's the bump stock. They don't even know what bump firing is. But they saw it. They heard it. Now they run with it. And the Democrats, too. Feinstein didn't have a clue what this device was. Now they want to ban it. She was wanting to ban it before she even knew what it was. Because it has that catchy name. It's a bump stock, bump fire. They didn't know anything about it. Most gun owners, honestly, didn't know anything about it. We're going to talk about those today. But the instant reaction of the liberals is akin to a circulating meme that I saw a few times this week. It says, and I'll paraphrase, teenagers are flying down a particular stretch of road at 90 miles per hour in a posted 25-mile-per-hour zone. And the Democrat-controlled city council reaction is to do what? Vote to lower the speed limit to 20. Right? Because they're just going to pay attention to the new speed limit, right? You get it because you're smart. That's why you're listening to the show. But in all this predictable hysterical coverage and amidst all the lies, something different is happening out there in real America. Real Americans are finally understanding what these freedom haters and liberty haters are up to. All rational Americans know this isn't about the gun. It's about the evil monster who meticulously planned this event for what will no doubt turn out to be years. He's a sociopath, a psychopath, maybe both. But while the liberty haters go right to what? Blaming guns to further their despicable agenda, you've taken notice. I'm going to try to explain this quickly before the break. You see, I did a ton of media this week, more so than usual, as you can imagine, both national and international, from joining my good friend Mike Gallagher on The Mike Gallagher Show to a very lengthy interview with an Italian newspaper to interviews on BBC World News Television and BBC Radio, two BBC Radio interviews, I think, and another LBC. I don't know who it was. I lost count. But others. And in two cases, I was pitted against, in one case, a Georgetown University professor on an international television program on a split screen. And on one of the BBC interviews, I was pitted against expat, now living in Britain, playwright Bonnie Greer. You might know who she is. She's quite accomplished. And I mentioned both of them because they did exactly what you would expect. They called for more gun control, but when pressed, can't offer a gun control solution that works. Why? Because there isn't an example of gun control solution that works, and you can use that to your advantage. Be sincere and rational now when you talk to these people. Don't get into an argument with them. Tell them how much you care about what they have to say. If you're talking to Jimmy Kimmel, make sure he stops crying first, because you won't be able to hear what he's saying through the sobs. But ask them for their suggestions. Don't get steamed at them. Just kind of cock your head like a dog, squint your eyes, and make them know you feel and you care about how they feel. And say,
talk to me. What is there we can do? What can we do? They will immediately default to background checks. Politely remind them that the monster in Vegas and every other monster pass background checks. So that doesn't work. So what can we do? Sincerely, what can we do? Name something that works somewhere that if were enacted in Nevada would have stopped this monster. And they can't. So then ask them what gun control is working anywhere in the world, and they will inevitably go to Australia and England. And the moment they do, you can reel them in. Your fish is caught. It's hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. Because now you can get them to go for what they really want. And that's confiscation. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb will be here. Later, John Lott, AWR Hawkins, Paul Markle, and Rob Pincus from Milan, Italy. Huge lineup. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Let me clarify. Well, not clarify, but I knew I was up against the clock, so I was kind of rushing my comments through. You know, I was just kind of going through my head and wanted to get out what I wanted to tell you. And Sean mentioned it. You know, some of the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear, and sometimes that's obviously during the breaks. So we bring it to you. He said, man, I might have gone somewhere different with that because I would have talked about Australia and the UK maybe in terms of how they still have violence over there. And that's true. That's absolutely true. But where I was going with this, what I was explaining to Sean was confiscatory. That's what they want. They want to confiscate guns. We've been saying this for years. We know it. We know they know it. We know that's what they want. And after an incident like this, you're beginning to see Americans go, hey, wait a minute here. Quit calling for gun bans. This has nothing to do with guns. This was an evil monster. Stop already. And now they're going so crazy that some of them slip. Two of the individuals that I spoke to, radio hosts that I talked to overseas, did just that. You guys just need to turn them all in, number one. And the other one said, yeah, absolutely. The young woman I was talking about was absolutely, that's exactly what you need to do. And I'm telling you, too, that you need to turn in yours. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb and get some remarks. Mr. Gottlieb, how are you today, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you. It's good to be with you, Mark.
Always a pleasure to have you. Last week it was great. We were sitting face to face. Now we're, you know, a few thousand miles apart from studio to phone, but that's okay. Alan, really uncanny. You've been extremely busy this week, as I have been, obviously. And I think you did. How many interviews have you done over the last 7 days?
Oh, I lost count at 30.
At 30, you lost count. Okay, that's not to be unexpected. So tell me something. Did you get hit from the left in most of them?
Actually, believe it or not, most of the people that put me on were in agreement with our position.
Okay.
I didn't get the enemy fire, so to speak. They don't like to book me because they don't like to hear me put them down, I guess. So I had more friendly fire this time. A few people on the staff, though, had more of the unfriendly fire. But the unfriendly fire doesn't like to book me.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. I'd like to see you put them down. But, yeah, at this stage of the game with your reputation, clearly they don't. I know John Mott runs into a lot of that, too. They don't like to debate him. They won't put him on a split screen. They want airtime after he's on because he just buries them every time, and you're like that too. So let me say this. I'm sensing something a little different. First, let me say that you and I were on the air last week a mere hours before the news in Vegas broke, and when we both got up in the middle of the night and saw all this happening, we had to fly to our respective homes from Dallas. But while I've had an opportunity to talk with you this week, it's been about a number of other different issues because we've been so busy and you've been so slammed. When you see, and I guess, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing is what I'm asking, because I'm sensing something different here where my tack, quite frankly, has changed. Let's get sincere. Tell me what you want. Please, I am all ears. And they can't because there isn't anything that works.
Well, actually, you're right. In fact, today on Face the Nation, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who couldn't get any more, in favor of gun control than Dianne Feinstein, that she was asked the question, well, what kind of law could be passed to prevent it? And she said, you couldn't. Gun control couldn't prevent something like of this nature. So they admit it. But as you said, they don't care. Their end game is confiscation, prohibition, and so that's where they go. But, they admit it that it won't solve any problems, it won't work, and criminals don't obey gun laws, they won't obey confiscation or prohibition laws either. And they admit there's nothing they could have done that they could have had a law in place that could have prevented what happened in Las Vegas, unfortunately. But again, they don't care. They just don't respect our rights, our freedoms, or like us at all. And as a result, they'll sacrifice on their altar of gun control.
Well, that begs this question for you, because I'm familiar with the comments that she made also. And the first thing that went through my head was, well, didn't you just author the banning of a device that she didn't even know existed prior to last week? So if it wouldn't work, why is she authoring that legislation? Why? Why?
Because it's one step. It won't solve the problem, but it's just a good first step. You know what I mean? Because the final step is prohibition and confiscation, and that's where they want to go. She admits it. Remember, she had said back in the Clinton gun ban days, that if she had enough votes in the Senate, she would have said, you know, round them all up and turn them all in. She didn't have enough votes to do that, so she didn't get away with it. But she admitted, at least sometimes she's honest.
She admitted I'll give her that. I have a little bit more respect for her than I do others. Pelosi now talking about we need to go down a slippery slope. So I'm going to lead you here now because we've got Republicans that popped out here. And I want to get your opinion on the NRA. And we're not going to be able to cram it all in the remaining 3 minutes here. But let's start with the immediate response from Cornyn, for example, and others in the Republican Party, a number of others in the Republican Party, including Graham and a bunch of others, that we need to look at this. We need to see this. These folks, including Paul Ryan, who admitted I didn't even know what this was, are now talking about what? Where are we with this?
Well, I think what the end game might be here, and that's why they're talking about this, is that they might be looking for a trade. Okay, we'll give you legislation regulating bump stocks, but in return, you've got to come out and support national reciprocity for concealed carry, the Firearm Owners Hearing Protection Act. You know, if you want us to give something, you've got to give something. And obviously, when that comes into play, the Chuck Schumer's, Dianne Feinstein's, and Nancy Pelosi's are going to say no. So I think that's really, you know, what the tactic might be. But I don't like the way some other people phrased it and came out with doing it, because you don't give up. Try to say you're going to give up things before you start to negotiate. But you know, I'll be honest. I'm all in favor of saying, okay, you can have bump stocks. We get national concealed reciprocity. We get the, you know, Firearms Owners Protection Act, so that we can have you know, less regulation on suppressors to protect our ears. You know, I'm all for that. But you know, and then might go that way. I have a feeling nothing's going to happen. Period, with regard to that. But our side knows that this incident slows down our passage of national reciprocity and the Hearing Owners Protection Act. And so I think some of these senators are saying, well, okay, we'll open dialogue, and we're willing to discuss this. In return, you've got to give us something back in return. So we're going to have votes on concealed carry reciprocity and firearms owners hearing protection. I hope that's where it's going. From some of the elected officials I have talked with, that's what their intent is.
The only thing that concerns me is you had what appeared to be a rapid-fire response from some of these Republicans. I have a hard time believing that Cornyn said, ooh, I've already got my strategy in mind. I'm going to start looking at trading off national reciprocity for additional regulation of an accessory. I don't know that he was thinking when he said that. Now, we've only got 30 seconds. We're going to take a break.
You are probably right that he and a few others were not thinking that, but there was some leadership, I believe, that was.
I believe that, too.
But some of them were just a knee-jerk reaction to what happened without knowing what was going on or what even a bump stock is.
Yeah, and that frightens me, because what other knee-jerk reaction are they going to have? When we come back, I'm going to read the NRA statement, and let's go down that road. It's a perfect segue for what we're talking about, because there were some out there who are weak. Flat-out weak. Cornyn, he's one of them, because he wasn't. This was not part of a political strategy. This is what he said, and this is what he did. And that was his immediate reaction, and we need to be careful about that. When we come back, I'm going to read the NRA statement and get Alan's idea on this and dig into a couple theories here. Back right after this. Don't go away. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to safely own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. I recorded it. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense.
can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Hey, how about that, huh? The Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gottlieb is right here. The founder is on Armed American Radio right now. That happens all the time, doesn't it? You need to join SAF. I'm a life member, $150. I would love to see you at the next Gun Rights Policy Conference as a member. SAF.org. If not, $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you can afford, and help us. You're listening now, why we need the help. So check it out, SAF.org. Also, head over to USCCAOnAir.com. It's been a while since I've mentioned that site, but I'll tell you what, the Gun A Day giveaway is back right now. Sig Sauer P226 two-tone, $993. The Gun A Day giveaway, all you have to do is activate one of three membership levels to the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's the self-defense insurance, the self-defense shield. You now have, and this is a good, because I always had the top of the line, the platinum. Now I'm in the middle. Now there's a gold at 600,000, platinum, which is what I have, at 1,000,001, and now there's the best value out there, the elite, at 2.25 million in protection. Make sure to check it out, USCCAOnAir.com. Activate one of those for peace of mind, and you might win today's Gun A Day giveaway. Also, armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access to the CC concealed carry, abbreviated, but concealed carry and family defense guide from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, 100% free. Learning how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, and the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own a gun and store it, especially if you have kids, and a whole bunch more. 164 pages. I did the audio. The reports coming back, the feedback from you guys is great. Let me know what you think about the audio and the book version.
mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'm really enjoying reading your comments about that. And again, it's 100% free. You'll also get the bonus home defense checklist, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. All right, let me go to the National Rifle Association statement here. In the aftermath, now you need to pay careful attention to this, please. No knee-jerk reactions. You think. Those who can feel and not think have the knee-jerk reactions. I want you to think about what you're hearing, okay? In the aftermath of the evil and senseless attack in Las Vegas, the American people are looking for answers as to how future tragedies can be prevented. Unfortunately, the first response from some politicians has been to call for more gun control. Banning guns from law-abiding Americans based on the criminal act of a madman will do nothing to prevent future attacks. This is a fact that has been proven time and again in countries across the world. In Las Vegas, reports indicate that certain devices were used to modify the firearms involved. Despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump fire stocks on at least two occasions, the National Rifle Association is calling on the BATFE to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. Comply with federal law. The NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. In an increasingly dangerous world, the NRA remains focused on our mission, strengthening Americans' Second Amendment freedom to defend themselves, their families, and their communities. To that end, on behalf of our 5 million members across the country, we urge Congress to pass National Right to Carry Reciprocity, which will allow law-abiding Americans to defend themselves and their families from acts of violence. Let me go right to the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, the moment I read that statement, it became obvious to me instantly. They're not calling for the banning of anything. In particular, this is just a device, not a firearm. My theory is, the moment the NRA put this statement out, it gave senators, Republican senators and congressmen, plausible deniability. Hey, I'm not voting for a gun ban here. And it also green-lighted whatever moves they take regarding this particular device. And then right there, kind of bizarrely, in the bottom of the statement, national reciprocity came up. Therein lies the open to discussion as long as tit for tat is played here. Did I analyze that right?
I think you did. The problem is it wasn't worded very clearly, and so it doesn't come across quite like that. And then it's compounded by the fact, I guess, that the NRA has now banned the so-called bump stocks from being used on their own gun range. So I'm not 100% sure. I think their intent is good, not evil. Like a lot of the chatter on the internet is gone on to pick on them. But I think it could have been worded a whole lot better and should have come out right out of the box and said, hey, you know, we're willing to have a dialogue with regard to bump stocks along with the dialogue on national reciprocity and the Hearing Owners Protection Act. It would have been a lot cleaner, a lot clearer, but it didn't come quite say it that way. So, the truth of the matter is that they're asking ATF to review it. ATF has reviewed it a couple times already under the Obama administration, and the truth of the matter is they don't have the authority to ban or regulate bump stocks. The only way they're going to get that would be if Congress were to pass it. So it's a little bit vague there in saying BATF, we review it, because the fact of the matter is it doesn't make the firearm fire like a machine gun. While it can fire, make it easier to fire it faster than your finger might normally be able to pull the trigger, especially if you were to get tired or if you were had a disability. The bottom line is that, I mean, let's be honest about it. The bump stocks don't commit crimes, you know. Right. Let's be honest about it. Also, he had a number of firearms he used bump stocks on that all jammed.
Right.
And I think they jammed, quite frankly, because when you try to pull that trigger quicker than the tolerance is going to allow you to do it, you know, one, two things happen. One, the firearm heats up quicker than it's supposed to. And two, brass gets hung up and doesn't get ejected and jams the firearm. So I think, quite frankly, in this case, the bump stocks may have actually saved lives, believe it or not, because a lot of his firearms jammed because he used them. But nobody's talking about that because nobody knows what's going on. So, you know, again, banning bump stocks would not have saved anybody's lives. He had 10 minutes up there to fire as much as he wanted to fire, and he would have fired as many rounds anyway. The problem is, what was he doing walking the street?
Yeah, that's the issue. Now, we're going to find out a lot more about this guy. There's no doubt about it. This guy was methodical. This was very meticulously planned and executed, no doubt. Here's a couple things I want to add to that. I have fired about, I guess, I maybe three times different bump fire. To me, it's a waste of time. The firearm is not accurate. I've never fired them one time that they didn't jam. Now, that's why he probably, I'm speculating here, but based on my knowledge, far better knowledge of the firearm and the device than boneheads on Fox News that hear and don't know anything but say, well, it should only be, they don't know what they're talking about. And the rest of them, by the way, not just picking on Fox, but the rest of them that talk about how this, you know, converts it to an automatic weapon, which it does not. I don't like the devices. They're inaccurate. They're hard to handle. They're loose. I think they're kind of junky. They're expensive. And they cost, this is just my opinion, it costs a lot of money to fire a gun at that rate. If I want to get my jollies off firing an automatic, I'm going to go down to my local gun range and I'm going to rent it for $60 or whatever it is, and I'm going to blow through a couple magazines. Woo-hoo. To me, it's not that exciting. Is it fun? Yes. Been there, done that, not a big deal. So having said that, and again, keeping in mind that most gun owners didn't even know what a bump stock was, therein lies your cover, I think, to green light whatever happens. Now, I know Bill Akins, the original inventor of the bump stock device, the Akins Accelerator, which was designed for the Ruger 10/22. I spoke with him again over the weekend. He's the man that designed the thing. So, you know, I've never fired his device, by the way, Alan, but I think therein lies the cover. I think I'm right. Again, I may be wrong.
You may be right. You may be wrong. Well, time is going to tell for us. We don't know if the shooter, you know, he may have been firing two guns at the same time as well, and that's why it may have sounded the way it did. We don't really know. So until all the information comes out here, it's a little premature to decide what to do. But let's be honest about it. Banning bump stocks isn't going to save any lives anyway. It isn't going to stop criminals from misusing anything or creating havoc.
No, it won't. They're already out there. There's tons of them already out there. And they've been snapped up now. There's the media again. Okay, so here we go with that whole thing.
Mark, this is just like in the Clinton gun ban when they banned so-called assault weapons. They sold a 10-year supply in 1 year while they
sure, of course, and
well,
that's now, why our numbers are high. Hey, Alan, we're getting ready to take
a 10-year supply in 1 day.
That's absolutely correct. When we come back, wrap up with this, and then I want to talk with you about Ren DC. Some interesting developments there too. Some strategy involved. Back right after this.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to safely own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. I recorded it. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. The armedandresponsible.com site, please go check it out. Get the free stuff. It's really cool. I did it for you. I spent a lot of time doing it. And while it was a tremendous amount of work, believe me, it was a tremendous amount of work. Yeah, I know, you talk for a living. That's different when you're recording it and you're reading someone else's words and you get ahead of yourself. You got to go back and re-edit. Oh, that wasn't a statement. That was a question and vice versa. It was a tremendous amount of work, but it was worth every minute of it. I really did enjoy it. And you can take advantage of the report, the concealed carry and home defense, and you get the free home defense guide as well. Okay, at armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Know this information, learn it. Understand it so you don't find yourself in trouble. That's the ultimate goal here, okay, is that education, please. Also, make sure to check out USCCAOnAir.com. Get in on the gun of the day. Giveaway today is the SIG P226, the two-tone, valued at $993. You'll get the $993 to buy the gun. And you can also get peace of mind with one of three levels of the self-defense shield. That's the gold at $600,000 in protection. Platinum is mine at $1.15 million, and Elite at $2.25 million for as little as $47 a month on Elite, down to $22 for the gold. It's worth every penny. There isn't a better plan on the market today, period. I challenge you to find one. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, and I'm willing to have that conversation with you. Okay, let's go back to Alan Gottlieb and wrap up everything we're talking about here. First, Alan, welcome back to the show. I want to go back to the accelerator for just a minute. Because we're talking about the ATF not having the authority, but this has to be legislated, right, in order to ban something? Isn't that what we think?
Well, if, in fact, it altered the gun to make it a machine gun, under the definition of machine gun, ATF would have the authority to ban it. But ATF ruled that's not the case. That's not what it is. It's this add-on accessory. You still have to pull the trigger still has to be pulled one time for each bullet that goes out, that gets fired, meaning, A, it's not a machine gun.
You know, Bill Akins invented, he created the bump fire device for that Ruger 10/22, and it was quite the little device. I've seen the letters, I still have copies of them from the ATF approving his device, saying exactly what you just said, that this does not convert the gun to a machine gun, it is simply an accessory. And he went ahead based on that and got second clarification from his attorney through the ATF to make sure they were good, then went into production, spent a ton of money. Then a single bureaucrat at the ATF came back and said, no, we're revisiting this. We think it's more
than just an accessory, and the Atkins accelerator was quote-unquote banned by the ATF. Now you've got the rest of the devices out there. I won't name names, but they're out there. And Bill has had a really tough time, and it's really something. But this is what we get with the ATF. This should come from the halls of Congress.
Right. But remember, again, that the Atkins accelerator was not used by this crazed shooter in Las Vegas.
That's correct. It's correct. You can't even get it. It's been banned. But, yeah, it's crazy how all this works. We're going to see more and more about this, obviously, because they're all over it now. That's their new buzzword. All right. Ren VDC. Big news on Ren VDC also. And a lot of questions because they don't want to pursue it to the Supreme Court. Lots of theories. Why don't they want to move it to the Supreme Court?
Well, they're pretty convinced they'd lose if they did. And if they lost, it would mean that the good cause statutes in California and New York and New Jersey, you know, and Connecticut, I think. No, I'm sorry. Connecticut doesn't have it. Maryland would all bite the dust and we'd have a national victory. And the anti-gun groups and the prohibition lobby in the country basically has said to Washington, D.C., please don't appeal this because the risk is too great. And they're right. Their risk is great. We set this case up so that we could do that. And quite frankly, this is about the first time Washington, D.C. has decided to blink.
Brilliant strategy, but it begs a couple questions and a couple thoughts here. For example, so what I'm hearing is that you've got Dems in Connecticut, New York, California. Are they talking together?
Oh, the anti-gun movement has all been talking about this for a while now. This is not a surprise.
Okay.
All the legal groups defending the various cities and pushing gun control in the courts, including Bloomberg's groups, have all figured out that, you know, we're going to win this case if it gets to the U.S. Supreme Court. And considering it knocked the law out in Washington, D.C., the odds are that the Supreme Court would take and hear this case, and it could give us a giant, 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 giant victory. And so we have to settle for a smaller victory. But, you know, victory is sweet no matter what. And we've proven that we can win this case, and now we're just going to have to find another one in one of the other circuits in slightly different scenario and bring it back to the Supreme Court. And we're going to get there, and people like gun owners in Maryland, California, New York, New Jersey, and a few other states that have the same problems, we're going to rectify your problems. Just give us some time.
Yeah. Now, again, this is why Second Amendment Foundation is so important. What you're hearing right now, these are the cases that set the precedent. This is very, very, as Donald Trump would say, very, very vital. This is very, very huge. This is very, very giant. Okay, so SAF.org, and join us and help us. Participate with us. Whatever you can give. If you don't want to be a life member, you can't afford it. Believe me, I know what it's like to be down to my last 50 bones. I get that. But there's change in the cushion somewhere. Help us, SAF.org. Alan, so can I ask, is there something, because I'm with you on this. We're going to win this, and they know it. That's why they didn't. First question, did Bloomberg poke his head in here personally and say don't? Did he have anything to do with that personally?
He probably didn't personally, but his attorney sure did. There's no doubt that every town's attorneys who filed briefs in the case was definitely, you know, in communications with the legal counsel for Washington, D.C. and key council members. There's no two ways about that. And again, you know, funding is really important for us right now because I don't know if your listeners heard or not, but Bloomberg this week announced that he will match any donation to, you know, every town is anti-gun group. Anybody who makes a donation, he will automatically match it. And so you're looking at millions of dollars going in right now this week against us. We need all the help we can get. So I'll urge your listeners, please go to SAF.org and make a donation. Thank you.
Yeah, that is absolutely huge. My gosh. I mean, yeah, Bloomberg's money's a problem. It's a problem. That's not something we can shy away from, even though we're right. We have the Constitution on our side, and victories like that prove that to be the case. With the last minute remaining, is there another? Can we have a clear split on this at the two circuits? This case is ripe, or a case is ripe for Supreme Court review, and we feel comfortable. They know it. That's why they didn't appeal it. Is there something in the pipeline or something we're looking at? Can you give us any indication, or is it going to give something away?
Well, there's definitely a circuit split, and, you know, you've got the New York Circuit, the Maryland Circuit, the Maryland, New Jersey Circuit, and California ruled against us, and the Illinois Circuit handles Illinois, and then a circuit handles D.C. has ruled for us. But getting a case in the Supreme Court is always difficult. This would have been the easiest clear path to get there, because I believe this was one that would have no choice. They would have had to hear it. We set it up that way. Unfortunately, D.C. controlled if it was going to get there or not, and they chose not to appeal it. So we have to work on another one. And, you know, again, a lot of this is finding the right plaintiffs in the right situations. Right. And it's probably going to be as an applied challenge. We're going to get somebody who, you know, there's no way in the world they shouldn't have a permit, and somebody's going to deny them the permit, and we're going to take it on back up again.
Well, I'll tell you what. No doubt that if anybody's going to find it, it's you. Brilliant maneuvering on your part. And I had to say this, but what you basically said was, unfortunately, we won in D.C. That's kind of what that meant. And I hate to put it in those terms, because this was right for Supreme Court. But that's okay. We'll take the victory. We won. We know we've got them knocked back on their heels. That's the way it always is, and that's the way it should be. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, sir, for everything that you do. We're going to continue to push listeners to saf.org. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, and also the founder of the CCRKBA Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Next, Dr. John Lott. After John Lott, A.W.R. Hawkins, a power-packed hour coming up. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. We'll be back with John Lott and A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.